back in 2003, Illinois became one of the first states to offer in-state college tuition to undocumented immigrants. Now, 11 other states have similar policies. In order to qualify in Illinois, students must graduate from a high school in the state after attending it for at least 3 years. But State Senator Iris Martinez, a Chicago Democrat, says that measure doesn't go far enough.
What they're not entitled to, like the rest of students are, they're not entitled to scholarships. They can't apply for financial aid.
Any form of financial assistance that checks a student's legal status isn't available to them. And so the Illinois Dream Act would create a scholarship fund for undocumented immigrants, overseen by a private Dream Commission that's appointed by the governor. Students who are Illinois residents wouldn't need a Social Security number to qualify.
It's not taxpayers' dollars. It is money that parents will invest. Or, you know, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of corporations that want to raise dollars for the undocumented. Why not?
Kristen Williamson is with the Federation for American Immigration Reform. She says at a time when legal residents in this country are struggling to find jobs, it doesn't make any sense to make it financially easier for illegal immigrants to go to college.
Making it more difficult for illegal aliens to get jobs, because they are getting jobs illegally at this time, would open up those opportunities to American citizens.
The Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights estimates that as many as 95,000 students could benefit from the Illinois Dream Act. Williamson says she's concerned the legislation makes getting into college more competitive for legal residents, especially at larger schools like the University of Illinois.
Providing those benefits to illegal aliens displaces Illinois taxpaying students who will probably stay in Illinois in the future and be taxpayers themselves.
You know, I don't think you're looking at tens of thousands of them suddenly wanting to go to college in the state of Illinois. The number is still going to be relatively small for a large variety of reasons.
That's University of Illinois President Michael Hogan. He says even with lagging state support for higher education, he doesn't think other students will necessarily be turned away because of the Illinois Dream Act. He spoke recently to a large crowd at a Dream Act rally in Chicago.
Our university should educate our nation's best and brightest future leaders. No student, absolutely no student, should be denied because of outdated immigration laws.
Bravo!
If the state passes the Dream Act, Hogan says he would create a scholarship for potential history students that would be funded from a portion of his salary. It would be open to all students.
We need all of that kind of brain power we can get our hands on if we want to remain competitive in an increasingly global economy and an increasingly diverse world. I think it's just good education policy to help as many people as possible.
For one undocumented high school student living in Champaign County, the Illinois Dream Act couldn't come soon enough. We're going to call her Anna. She asked that her real identity be protected because she fears deportation. Anna is about to graduate from high school in the top 10% of her class. She applied to only one college last winter and got in. Here she is reading part of her college application letter.
Having previous experience with various animals has provided even more knowledge, giving me an advantage with the career I have always pursued by being in one of the best veterinary medicine programs, which can be found at the University of Illinois.
Anna came to the United States with her parents more than a decade ago from South America. She wants to be a veterinarian and eventually obtain a master's degree. Coupled with the in-state tuition she is entitled to as an undocumented immigrant, she says she was awarded several different scholarships, but because of her legal status, she can't accept them.
It's really hard because with those scholarships, I could have gone through college for at least 3 years free. I don't want to stop going to college just for financial reasons.
For now, Anna has set her sights on attending Parkland College in Champaign and possibly the U of I in a couple of years. Her father supports her and her mother on about $35,000 a year. Even if the Illinois Dream Act fails, he says he's determined to see his daughter go to the U of I.
Pues es una persona que está demostrando que es buena estudiante y a esas personas toca apoyarlas, sea como sea, o sea.
She's proved herself as a student. People like her deserve to be supported. It's our responsibility to find loans and seek other options. If we need to sell everything, we would do it, just so that she can live her dream.
A big question left for many undocumented immigrants is, once they go to college and get their degree, then what? Without citizenship or legal residency, it can be a real challenge to find employment. Federal policy dictates that individual states can't help people become citizens. The U.S. Supreme Court recently upheld an Arizona law that penalizes businesses for hiring workers who are in the United States illegally. A federal version of the DREAM Act seeks to put people on a path to citizenship, but it has stalled repeatedly over the last decade. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin has reintroduced it. Supporters hold out hope that maybe this time, the dream may become a reality. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.